for the Reliant 6 podcast with your host, Reliant 6!
The President's Address to the Nation from his office in the White House, January 17, 1961.
Good evening, my fellow Americans. We now stand 10 years past the midpoint of a century that has witnessed 4 major wars among great nations. 3 of these involved our own country. Despite the Holocaust, America is today the strongest, the most influential and most productive nation in the world. Understandably proud of this preeminence, we yet realize that America's leadership and prestige depend not merely upon our unmatched material progress, riches, and military strength, but on how we use our power in the interest of world peace and human betterment. Councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex. The potential for the disastrous rise of displaced power exists and will persist. We must never let the weight of this combination endanger our liberty or democratic life. We should take nothing for granted. Only an alert and knowledgeable citizen the proper making of the huge industrial and military machinery of defense with our peaceful efforts and goals, so that security and liberty may prosper together.
This is a journey into sound.
I was told to love. Roger, the route south of the target house is clear all the way to Wild. The route south of the target house is clear for vehicle movement all the way to Route Wild. Hey, six, contact.
We'll be right back. Table 8 qualifying is a crucial trial for tank crews that will evaluate their ability to put steel on target. The phrase steel on target is used to describe a tank team's ability to engage moving and stationary targets with a variety of weapons during daylight and periods of limited visibility. All offensive tasks will require the tank to fire on the move at speeds reaching and exceeding 25 miles per hour. The crews know that Table 8 qualifying is a serious test of their skills. The targets they will be shooting at will be viewed by them as actual enemies. In a real battle, the quickness with which a crew can utilize its machine gun and main gun batteries will determine whether they live or die. Table 8 will ensure that in all cases, it is the enemy that will be struck down and destroyed.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Wilson. If you get up but they strap you around, then just remember that I will always be there. When I say to you, Daddy loves you, understands. I'm out in the real world again. I'm trying.
Raise your God again.
They don't give a damn.
Raise your God again.
They don't give a damn.
Raise your God again.
They don't give a damn.
Raise your God again.
They don't give a damn.
Give a damn.
They don't give a damn. Your ideas for anyone else. Respect your mom and always think of her first. When I say to you, Daddy loves you, understands. I'm out in the real world again. I'm trying.
Raise your God again.
They don't give a damn.
Raise your God again.
They don't give a damn.
M1 uses the Sabo shell, a devastating dart-shaped projectile that streaks through the air in a corkscrew trajectory. It can penetrate the thickest armor in the world and then blow apart inside an enemy tank. Its killing effectiveness against armor and crews is gruesomely efficient.